heartache and long-term damage caused by botched exams. A class-action lawsuit has already been brought over last year's GCSEs and A-levels, and more action is being threatened over this year's cancelled exams. The central issue is that without a central system, some schools are doing multiple tests, some very few. Some schools have decent track records to convince the authorities that high grades are justified, some do not. It is, the critics say, a mess that puts huge pressure on teachers, but with no guarantee that they'll get it right or that mistakes will be picked up. We can talk to Dr. Tina Isaacs, who's Honorary Associate Professor of Educational Assessment at UCL's Institute of Education and a member too of Ofqual's Standards Advisory Group. They're speaking to us in a personal capacity this morning. Good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning.
Just a thought before we go into any more detail. It is worth just pausing, isn't it, and thinking about the extra workload that there has been on teachers. We talk quite a lot about the pressure on the children, on the pupils, but my goodness, for teachers this year, it has been difficult.
Yes, I think that teachers are working very, very hard. I know this personally. My daughter is a chemistry teacher, and she's working flat out. The work actually is around the physical grading and marking, as opposed to the teaching and revision that would go on in any year, you know, in any typical exam year. So it's all being clumped toward the end, and there is an extraordinary amount of marking to do. That's absolutely correct.
And a risk that the marking is done differently in different schools.
Yes. It's because all schools have to gather robust evidence that they use in order to inform their grades. Now, that includes completed work, mock exams. It could include homework, coursework, in-class tests, exam board past papers, and exam board generated questions. But that's not that list is not a required list. It is a list from which schools and teachers have choices.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds just as you describe it there, with the best will in the world, it's a mess, isn't it?
Teachers are working very, very hard. I know this personally. My daughter is a chemistry teacher, and she's working flat out. The work actually is around the physical grading and marking, as opposed to the teaching and revision that would go on in any year, you know, in any typical exam year. So it's all being clumped toward the end, and there is an extraordinary amount of marking to do. That's absolutely correct.
And a risk that the marking is done differently in different schools.
Yes. It's because all schools have to gather robust evidence that they use in order to inform their grades. Now, that includes completed work, mock exams. It could include homework, coursework, in-class tests, exam board past papers, and exam board generated questions. But that list is not a required list. It is a list from which schools and teachers have choices.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds just as you describe it there, with the best will in the world, it's a mess, isn't it?
I would not characterize it as a mess, because every school and every teacher I know is doing its level best to get this right. They have known for a while, many people would say not for long enough, what kind of evidence they need to produce. And so they've been busily producing it. You are correct, Justin, of course, that some schools are using a plethora of small tests. Some schools and colleges, I need to remind everybody, is both schools and colleges. Some schools and colleges are using one or two longer exams, sometimes done in halls under exam conditions. So there is a variety of evidence collection out there.
Can it be sorted out? Can the differences in approach be sorted out in a satisfactory way by the exam boards when they get all of this information? What is their role going to be?
Well, of course, they have a crucial role in moderating and quality assurance. So they will be looking for schools and colleges where the results might be inconsistent. It could be inconsistently low as well as inconsistently high. I have to point that out. And when they don't fall in line with past performance and there's no obvious reason for them not falling into line, there could be lots of reasons. A school that had been in special measures and has really picked its socks up over the last 3 years, you wouldn't want them to compare this year's cohort with 4 years ago, would you?
But it is, I mean, there are individuals and actually groups as well, in a sense, who are going to be disadvantaged, are there? And I'm thinking perhaps in a school that has had poor results, and perhaps a boy who was hoping just to ace it in the exams, hasn't done an awful lot during the course of the year. You know the kind of pupil I'm talking about.
Yes, of course.
Those are the ones who are going to get done by this system.
Okay, so I need to point out that that happens in a regular examination year as well.
But with exams, they do have the opportunity, don't they, to do that acing?
No, I realize that. But, of course, they have the opportunity to ace these tests. I'm calling them tests because they're often not full bore exams. They have the opportunity to do that this year. They also know far better than other cohorts the evidence, the content, excuse me, on which they will be assessed, because that's one of the things that is part of the rules, that students must understand the sources of evidence that will form the grades.
Final thought about universities, because there are warnings as well. The universities have been particularly tough this year, and actually a lot of people just haven't had any offers.
Yeah, I mean, that I can't speak to that directly, but I've obviously read about it. That's heartbreaking but understandable, because far more students reached their offers last year because of the center assessed grades that were based on predicted grades. Universities have far more people there now, and they have to be mindful of how many physical bodies they can take on. I'm not trying to smooth that over, Justin. Honestly,
sure.
I'm just trying to put it into context.
Absolutely. It is all a very desperate situation for everyone concerned. All the best to them. And Professor Tina Isaacs, thanks very much for talking to us.
Now, 8:03, let's hear about the day's weather from Chris Fawkes. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Martha. Well, just looking at the